hope I can get it out before the fucking U.S. the Jew-controlled government grabs it, too. You know, or some other pretext, you know.
Well, we certainly hope so. You'll be able to save some of your things. Anyway, Bobby, you said that you would be willing to play a match against all comers, is it? Against anyone, but it has to be random. It has to be the official random chess?
Wait a second. The Russians owe me money. They've stolen my 60-member games also. They've stolen Bobby Fischer Teaches Chess. I want money for those books, for the royalties they robbed of. And then I'll discuss playing a Russian, but I'm willing to play just about anybody else if the money's really good.
Now, let's talk more about random chess, Bobby, because the way I experienced it for the past few days with Eugene, it's really, really very, very interesting. And this is actually the novelty, as we chess players call it. I remember, Bobby, and I'm sure you remember also during the time of one of your favorite chess players, Jose Raul Capablanca, they were also talking about a death draw and the end of chess, that it was being played out. Since when, Bob, did you start conceiving of the official random chess?
To think back, I think I may have been talking about some versions of randomized chess already back in the 80s. But I hadn't conceived all of the rules of Fischer random chess. You see, random chess is not new, it's old. But I have some refined rules that make, I mean, my version vastly superior to the other versions. The trouble with randomized chess before was the loss of the castling privilege. Castling privilege makes chess a much more richer, more interesting game strategically, you see?
Yeah.
So, I think the great innovation of Fischer Random Chess is that it maintains the castling rule in a slightly modified form, but it maintains it almost perfectly because you can castle either side into the exact same position like before, see? And that's the beauty of Fischer Random Chess. It has the feel of the old chess.
And there are four ways to castle, Bob.
Right, there are more, right. Because after you castle, you're in the same castled position as in the old chess. But there are more starting positions for castling.
Uh-huh.
In other words, in Fischer Random Chess, let's say the white king is on F1, and the rook is, say, on, the one rook is on B1, and one rook is on, let's say, H1, right?
Yeah.
You can still castle long. You move your king over to C1 and then jump the rook on B1 over to D1, you see?
Yes.
So the starting position before you castle may be different, but after you castle, say, well, if you were to castle on the king side, you move the king over to G1 on the H side. You move the king over to G1 and then jump rook over to F1, see?
No, it looks like some kind of a final form now, Bob. How long did it take you?
It took me actually a few years, yeah. It took me a few years because I was thinking this and that and the other thing. And I couldn't, you know, quite get it right. But then I finally got it. I think Eugene was with me when I got it, as a matter of fact. And I got it. He was quite excited. This was about, I tell you when I got it. I got it around sometime around late 93, about September, October, right, Eugene?
Yeah, Bobby, I think if I'm not mistaken, this is one of my happiest moments, you know, when somehow we finalized this random chess, you know, the Fischer Random. I think it was in Hevis, you know, in Hevis. In Hevis, in Germany, when we were having this vacation there in Hevis, and I think we were in some mineral bath, you know, in one hotel there. You still remember, Bobby?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, Bob, hold it for a while. We're going for a station break. You name it, we've got it. Anything and everything about sports. DCSR Sports Radio, 918. All right, Bobby, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, here's another Bobby with us. He's our computer analyst. Bobby,
Hi, Bobby. A lot of people have been writing me asking where they can get the rules of Fisher Random. Anyway, for the benefit of all those listeners who want to know the rules, we will be posting the rules on my webpage at www.philchess.com.ph, PH in Philippines. The rules will all be there for people to see. In fact, if they want to play Fisher Random Chess, they can go to the Internet Chess Club. We've already set it up that they can play Fisher Random Chess according to your rules.
That's very good, Bobby. Now, Bob, you know, I was so excited when I finally got to play Random Chess with Eugene, and it is really so fantastic. We have to promote this. What are your present plans?
Well, I want to promote it. I also have a new clock, which has a voice synthesizer, and it has a lot more features than the original clock that I played with against Boris Basti in the Yugoslavia in 92. I've also, refined my clock ideas, too. So I think I have a really, an absolutely fantastic, exciting package, you know. All I have to do is give some offer now, you know.
You know, Bob, about the clock, you better protect yourself very, very well, please.
Well, there is no, you know, you can't protect yourself against it. They just do what they want now, you know. It doesn't even pay to bother. It's
coming down to, like, you know what they say, possession is 9/10 of the law. It's got to get everything you got and, you know, keep it in your room under lock and key. And then, you know, that's really all you can do, you know, have it, keep it under lock and key. And have a gun, you know, to protect your belongings. Because forget about the courts protecting you and the police protecting you. Nobody's, the Jews are in control now, you know.
Yeah, but the Fisher clock and all the bonuses and all that, this is patented, right? You have a patent for this?
Yeah, I have a patent, which is, by the way, that's also been stolen from my...
Oh, gosh.
House. They stole my patent. They stole my deeds to my five lots. Florida, which are worth a lot of money. They stole a couple of bank books. They sold several dozen gold coins, $20 gold pieces. No, they just they sold a big bag of silver dollars. They stole some silver certificates. I had maybe $150 in silver certificates that I got down in Mexico because those people there, they don't know anything about that silver certificate. Dollar bills are more valuable than ordinary dollar bills. They just, you know, they stole so many valuable things. My chess set that was on the cover of Life magazine, some very beautiful and impossible to get now magnetic pocket chess sets that I got in Germany.
Life magazine, this was in the 1964 issue, right?
Huh?
The Life magazine, this was when you were featured after winning all 11 games in the 64 championship, right?
No, this was 1971.
Before the championship, yeah.
That's what people told you. I was in Argentina, and that's when they had that cover of me with this chess set.
Yeah, you were training for Petrosyan. Bobby, Eugene mentioned something about a bust of yours, a statue.
What?
A very heavy one.
What was heavy?
A statue or a bust of you? A horseman.
I can't understand what...
Bobby, you told me you had this statue that, I mean, when you go to the storage room also, just the sight of this alone, it's so heavy. You said that a lady could not carry it by herself, you know, something like that. It's kind of heavy, you know, and, you know, it's...
Eugene, as soon as you go into the storage room, you know... Nobody in the world, in his right mind, is going to abandon it for $480 fees. Nobody in his right mind is going to abandon that stuff in there, you know, for hundreds of thousands of dollars. As soon as you walk in the room, you see that right away, you know? So they knew that I had not abandoned my stuff. They just knew that I didn't know that I was behind because of this conspiracy that Beacon's made with Ellsworth. You know, they knew everything. This was absolutely planned. Absolutely, you know. This has nothing to do with $480. The $480 is just a cover. It's just a pretext for grabbing stuff worth countless millions of dollars. You see, a cheap, dirty conspiracy. You know.
Yeah, okay. Bob, I'd like to go back to random chess because as far as the Philippines is concerned, I think Eugene and I can help promote it here. I can promote it in media, and Eugene can go to chess players and actually give simul exhibitions on random chess, because this is very, very exciting. This is the novelty for the game. And, well, as Eugene says, it's the novelty of the century. So, Bob, are you taking any steps to promote Fischer Random Chess in Europe?
I haven't really done anything yet. No, I haven't done, I've been distracted, I'm afraid. But as I said, I'm ready to play right away. I want to play this game right away. I'm still in very good shape. I'm sorry to tell you, Jews, if you're listening, I'm still the best.
You are the best. You will always be the best for us, Bobby.
I'm not just for you. I'm the best for you. I am the best, period.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
Okay, Gene?
You know, Bobby, we have received some email that, you know, like the NSA of United States, the National Security Agency, I think, of the USA and the BKA, the Bundeskriminal Amt, Germany, are trying to get you, Bobby Fischer, arrested soon, you know.
Doubt it. I don't doubt it. All these secret organizations, the CIA, the FBI, the National Security Organization, the Anti-Defamation League of the B'nai B'rith, they were all in on this weekend's robbery. They were all in on all these other things with the indictment of me and the arrest warrant and all these financial crimes against me with the searching for Bobby Fischer, all the violations of my copyrights and my intellectual property rights and so on. This is all coordinated by the Jew-controlled U.S. government, you know. This break-in was all coordinated with the U.S. government, too. So everything the Jews do is coordinated. This didn't just happen. This was planned and coordinated. I want to say, mention something here. I believe the Jews, you know, they've done every goddamn thing they could to win me over, to try and, you know, get me on their side. Now, I had an invitation to go to, you know, and back in March 3rd of last year, they had this time had a 75th anniversary gala. This was on Tuesday, March 3rd, 1998. And this was for people who were on the cover of Time magazine. See? And President Clinton was there. It was presented. He was the host, like.
Yeah, I saw that on TV.
Yes. I was invited to that. I have this invitation right here in front of me. And I was told by my attorney, Choate's wife, she told me on the phone, if I would be willing to go to this party, timing, because they're very powerful, they're the biggest media company in the world, they would pull the strings, get everything, all the charges dropped against me, all would be forgiven, I'd meet President Clinton at the party, blah, blah, blah. But I'm not going to go to any party by timing, because these guys owe me money. These guys ripped me off. I sued them years ago, and this file was stuff has been stolen, the beacons, and all my contracts with Time Incorporated have been stolen. So in no way I'm going to compromise my principles and go to anything with the Time Inc. They owe me tens, hundreds of millions of dollars themselves. They're criminals, Time Incorporated. Senator Joe McCarthy, in his book, The Fight for America, exposed them very well, and a lot of other people exposed Time Inc. It's a Jewish company, totally Jewish. Don't be fooled by this Henry Luce guy. He was just a front, maybe a secret Jew himself. This has been Jewish from day one, Time Inc. I was invited, but I refused to go. I believe that's when the Jews said, well, this Fischer, we just can't deal with this guy. He's never, ever going to come back to us. Never going to kiss our ass, you see? So if you won't accept this party and everything's going to be forgiven and you'll be meeting President Clinton and all these other guys, Tom Cruise, all these, you know, all kind of opportunities, doors will be open for them, all will be forgiven, you know, if you won't accept this, and, you know, then we'll never be able to do business with this guy. So that's when I think after this, okay, let's just rip off his stuff and beat him. Of course, that's going to enrage Fischer, and he'll probably go on the warpath hitting us in the press and maybe giving indexes, but to hell with Fisher. Let's just take that stuff that's too valuable to let it go, you see, in the storage. But I think there was a connection between this invitation to this Time Inc. party of people who are on the cover of Time Inc. and this robbery of my stuff in Beacons. I think this is a very definite connection, and also because my full file with Time Inc., proving Time Incorporated the worst criminals imaginable, has also been stolen, you see. And Time Inc., I'm sure they got all that back in their filthy hands. So they've been wanting that stuff for years because I got the proof of their criminality.
So, okay, Bobby, of course this email that we receive about, they're trying to plan to arrest you, we don't know how authentic is artist or how genuine artist, because you remember Peter Spiriev? I announced his email, in the last interview, and then you know what happened? He said he was receiving death threats, and that actually he was not the one who wrote the letter, and that actually it was wrote by someone who hated his family, And but it is strange to me, it's a little bit strange that he did not mention the name of this somebody whom he assumed wrote this letter. He did not mention the name. It's just that he's denying all this that we mentioned in the last interview. And so he said he has nothing to do with that, and he did not send these emails, And so, actually, these emails, we don't know if it's true or not, or what, or where it really came from, So, that's one example, with Peter Spirier, because now he wrote an internet, letter to the internet that he said that he was not the one who made this letter, and then he was also saying that I should have not announced it because I did not ask him, but I thought, I was just reading it, like in jumble or in random, so Bobby, that was it,
I want to get back to this time, the 75th anniversary gala. I want to just mention something else about that party. You know who was there? I said Tom Cruise was there, but also this horrible murderer, this bastard, Dr. Death, Kevorkian, Jack Kevorkian was there, And there's a picture that was published after the party with Tom Cruise, this famous movie actor, putting his arm around this Dr. Death. Can you beat that? Sickening, I'm so happy I didn't go to that party to be around this Dr. Jack Kevorkian. So somebody should just kill that son of a bitch. He's murdered over 130 depressed people, He is the lowest. I'm sure he's a goddamn Jew. What a bastard he is, And he was at that party. That tells you what kind of morals Time he has, fighting a mass murderer, a vicious guy. And this guy, he had this Dr. Death, this Kevorkian, he has a machine that he will set up for you to kill you. You just push a button and the machine automatically injects your arm with poison. But that, he killed like 130 people like that, and he still hasn't gone to prison. And now, the latest thing with this Dr. Kevorkian is not even satisfied to have a machine kill people. He personally injected a guy with himself into the guy's arm. He stabbed the guy with the needle and poisoned the guy himself, and he videotaped it and he sent it to some TV station. And this guy is supported by Time Inc. Not only by inviting him to this party, but I've read this stuff. They approve of this euthanasia stuff. So Time Inc. is a criminal organization. It's not just that they ripped me off and owe me a fortune, which they do. They broke all their written contracts with me. They've been selling these pictures of me forever and ever, making millions and millions when the contract's prohibited and so on. But they are a criminal organization in general, totally Jewish outfit. And they invited Dr. Death, and this Tom Cruise put his arm around him,
That's incredible, Bobby. Anyway, before, we finish this interview, we still have some time, some minutes. Anyway, I have here in the April issue of Inside Chess, 1999, it is a publisher's message of GM Yasser Sayer 1. It says here, I wish I didn't know. And then he said, like all chess players, I am often asked, whatever happened to Bobby Fischer? Well, we now have what appears to be a sad and definitive answer. Bobby is still in Budapest.